रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः। बालकांड चैप्टर नंबर 54 शबला फाइट्स। When Vishwamitra found that Vasishtha would on no account part with the cow of plenty, he began to drag her away by main force. Whereat Shabala, sad at heart and burning with grief, said to herself, "What? Has the noble Vasishtha forsaken me quite? Has he delivered me over, sorrow-stricken and afflicted, to the king's attendants to be dragged away? Never have I offended the lofty-minded sage in thought, in word, or in deed. Then why does he cast me off, innocent, faithful, and dear to him, and he the soul of virtue and justice?" So she thought, while deep sighs shook her frame. All at once she made up her mind, and shaking off the menial crowd that laid violent hands on her, as if they were but feathers light, she rushed past them, swifter than wind, on to where her beloved master stood. With sobs and groans, grievous to hear, did she appeal to the saintly Vasishtha, and in tones loud and majestic, as of rolling clouds or war drums huge, spake she forth her tale of woe. "O child of Brahma, O Lord, the king's servants dragged me away by main force from your side. Is it that you have cast me off?" To which the saintly one gave the sad reply. Convulsed with grief, she stood before him, and his own heart was wrung with pity to see her suffering so, dearer to him than a sister. "Know ye not, Shabala, that I can never bear to have you away from me, even in thought? Know ye not that you can never give me any offense, nay the slightest? I deliver you over to the hands of strangers? Nay, it is but yon king that takes you away from me by main force against my will. A mighty monarch is he, and immeasurably proud of his might. I am no match for him, for is he not a great warrior, a mighty king? He traces his line through ancestors, famed for strength of arm and valor of heart. And above all, he is lord and master of white lands, with untold millions to do his behests. Lo, yonder stands his dread host, embattled in fierce array and countless as the sands of the ocean. Chariots, horses, elephants, infantry, beneath proud banners and pennons gay. Now see you not that he is mightier than I?" Shabala heard him out, and in all humility rendered her answer to the wise one. "Lord, it needs no saying from me that warrior strength and might is not before radiant energy of a Brahmana. For it is not of the earth, it is divine in nature. It has its source from on high. Again, I say unto you, a Kshatriya is as chafed before a strong gale when he pits himself against a Brahmana. Know I not your potent mind that is utterly immeasurable and inconceivable? Vishwamitra is a bold warrior, it is true, but what is he before your awful might, before your all-consuming energy? O thou of radiant glory, speak the word, and I, in whom is stored up that terrible Brahmic energy of thine, will, before the eye has time to wink, reduce to ashes yonder vast host that feeds its overwhelming pride. Be it so. Bring forth of thy might armies that shall scatter to the winds the proud hosts of the king." No sooner did he utter these words, the Shabala uttered an awful humph, and close upon it came into view vast hordes of Paplavas, hundreds and thousands of them, spread dire ruin and confusion amongst the ranks of the enemy, right before the eyes of the wondering Vishwamitra. But soon he recovered himself, and roused to fury at the sight of his splendid army thus cruelly wrecked, he rushed forth upon them in his chariot of gold, and with bloodshot eyes of anger rained arrows and weapons, great and small, upon the opposing Paplavas, till they were laid low, every last one of them. Shabala, observing the sad plight of her warrior brood, brought forth in her wrath fierce Sakas, Yavanas, and Kambojas. of superhuman strength and valor, and fair as the petals of the bright Champaka flower, they marched forth in dread array against the foe, while their long swords and gold attire gave back a thousandfold the rays of the sun. They hid the earth from view, so numerous were they, and wherever they fell, the all-consuming fire was not crueler. Which, perceiving Vishwamitra in sore straits, hurled upon them his weapons of magical might, until the Yavanas, the Kambojas, the Paplavas, and the Shakas were scattered to the winds. Mangalam Kushalendraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.